Afternoons with Georgia Steins.
This week, we're focusing on some of the health issues for men. And today we want to talk about prostate cancer, but in the sense of where you can get help and get support, because there is a lot being done locally here, as well as around other parts of Australia, to give you that option for joining a support group if you want. And one person who has done that is the Secretary of the ACT Prostate Cancer Support Group, and that's David Newman. Hello, David.
Hi, Georgia. How are you?
I'm well. Tell me, when did you, I guess, realise that a support group was for you, or why did you become part of a support group?
Well, my father was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 1983. And the thing about this cancer is it's about one in six males by the time, well, it's one in seven till age 75 and one in six till age 85. So there's a lot of it out there. But men, we don't talk about that stuff. However, being in Dad's line, I was at double the risk. So straight away, I was keeping an eye out for it. But when I did find I had it, it was a case of, who do I talk to? I couldn't talk to my dad because he just died of it. I couldn't talk to my sister. So it was this, you feel very alone. So I just basically Googled out there and just looked up support. What is there? And I found the local support group, went along to it, and it's been invaluable.
When you say you needed someone to talk to, what were the questions you had in your head that you wanted answers to?
The one thing about prostate cancer is that there are different stages you can be hit by and various many different treatments. It's not like pull out a checklist, this is my diagnosis, this is the one to go for. So what's best, what's right for me, et cetera, et cetera. So I needed to be able to talk to guys who had looked at the various different treatments, what they'd gone through, what their success rates were, what their side effects were. I was really just on an information gathering exercise, but I also wanted to talk to somebody who had the time to take it slowly with me, because the specialists, my specialist was fantastic, but they're all time poor and sometimes you don't have all the questions you want to ask at the time.
Yeah, you hear this go in with a notepad or go in with a friend and ask questions, but you don't always get that opportunity. And then as soon as you walk out of the room, you probably think of a hundred different things. What did the support group give you?
The support group gave me the chance to talk to people who'd basically travelled the journey. So urologists are fantastic, but for most of them, it's an academic exercise that they're specialists in. But the emotional side, less so. Whereas, you know, talking to another guy who's gone through the journey really, really helped.
I wonder too, obviously, with some cancers, people can have treatment and afterwards, although you've gone through something quite hard, that you won't have a lot of side effects. But it's not necessarily the case with prostate cancer, and some of the treatments can then have long-lasting effects. Is that where a support group helps?
Yes, it is, definitely. One of the things about prostate cancer is that if you've had radiation, all you'll have is couple of marks, couple of tattoos. If you've had surgery like I had, you'll have either a couple of scars, but it doesn't really show on the outside, but it's affecting you obviously bodily, but it's also affecting you mentally. And that's why, you know, the risk of side effects, they are there, like with any other treatment. And also these days, because the survivability is so high, the quality of life issues come in more. I needed to talk to other people who had basically gone through that. Men relate better talking one-on-one rather than in large groups and in informal things. So that's why a support group, you know, we run regular meetings. We also have coffee mornings. So those type of more casual events can help guys open up.
So, yeah, tell me about your group. How many people are a member and, I mean, ages and...
Yeah, well, I guess the big thing to remember here is that prostate cancer is not just an old man's disease. It's often been thought of that. I was diagnosed at 56, as my dad was. Mm. One of our president was diagnosed at only 44. So it's not just old man's disease. I'll worry about that when I get to it. So within that, you know, we've got guys across all age ranges. It's just good to be able to talk to people who have gone through that. And the other part is that once you have gone through your treatment or your initial treatment, you may, you know, in my case, mine is still showing undetectable, which is fantastic. Others are less fortunate. So the treatment continues, and the need to be able to talk to your peers continues.
What would you say to men listening now who haven't been diagnosed in terms of being vigilant? As women, we know about when we have our mammograms and, you know, the breast cream program and all those sorts of things. Do you think the men that you talk to know enough about that?
I don't think they do know enough about it because, for instance, I joined the Air Force out of school, so I'm still in contact with a lot of my mates. And I knew about prostate cancer because my dad had it. So we were used to having annual medicals and going up on the hoist and getting checked and probed and blood tests and da-da-da-da. But when I was diagnosed, I was talking to one of my mates and he said, "Oh, my dad died of that. Do you think I should get checked?" Yes. Is there a blood test? Is there a check? Yes, there is. And it's non-invasive. The PSA test is quite non-invasive. I work on the idea these days that knowledge is power, so I know what to do with my body and pretty much keep on top of it. Mm. So, yeah, there are tests out there, but you need to be able to understand what the test is. PSA has had got a bad reputation for a while there, and that's only due to a lack of understanding of what it was. It's simple.
And that comes down to it not necessarily being conclusive, doesn't it? It's one thing that they can use to detect.
Correct. The PSA test, prostate-specific antigen, it's a blood marker. And the thing about that is that the number itself is one point, but it's also what it's doing. So in my case, the number was bobbing along quite low. In my case, it was about 1.2. And it stayed that way for a number of years because, knowing it was in my family from age 40, I've been getting regular blood tests. It jumped to 2.5. 2.5 is still quite low, but it had doubled in a short period. That was the time when we started looking. These days in Australia, we've got things like MRIs for checking it out, which weren't available a number of years ago. And, of course, there's the final stage, the biopsy. So there's a progressive way of checking it. PSA is an indication of activity in the prostate, which can be caused by a number of things, only one of which is cancer, and one data point will not tell you the whole picture.
And that's probably where part of people's not understanding it has come from, because they didn't.
Correct.
So if people want to get in touch with you and find out a little bit more about the group, how can they do that?
Look, it's quite simple. We're in a bit of a change at the moment because we're about to change our website name because it was fairly long. but the easy way is just to contact either Shout, the self-help organisation out at Pierce, or else have, you know, hop on Dr. Google and Google Prostate Cancer Support Canberra. You'll find us there.
We found you there, so people will be able to find you there.
Well, easy peasy then.
Thank you so much. And how often do you meet, did you say?
What we meet regularly every third Wednesday of the month. So therefore tonight we've got a meeting and we'll typically have a guest presenter teaching us some of the more interesting things about where the research is going, where the treatment's going. So that's every third Wednesday of the month. Every second Tuesday of the month, we have coffee mornings where we alternate between Canberra Southern Cross Woden and Canberra Southern Cross Jamison.
So you go north and south.
North and south, because there people are all over Canberra.
The Great Divide. Thank you so much. It's David Newman. He's the Secretary of the ACT Prostate Cancer Support Group.